Sawdudes. Sorry we're late to our mandatory study group.
You know I hate to miss a good study party.
Where have you two been all day?
We had to run some errands.
Where?
PetSmart.
What'd you get?
We had to pick up some mice.
Mice?
Mice.
Mice.
What are the mice for?
Can we not have some secrets, Anthony?
Not according to Arthur.
Can't a man purchase a box full of mice without being questioned in this country? I've been there, guys. Don't worry.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate it.
So, how's studying for finals going?
Horrible.
So bad.
Can we stop now?
Yes!
Oh, thank God.
Arthur, we literally just got here. Did you even bring your books?
I'm sorry, my what?
So, who has tea?
Well, I talked to Elliot today.
How is she?
Good. She doesn't have any allergies, in case anyone was curious.
That's good to know.
I'm allergic to shrimp.
We know.
Thanks for the information, Jerry.
Elliot says she's excited to see you guys.
We should throw her a party.
Yes, Lucy.
No, Lucy. We just threw a party.
Like 2 months ago.
At my house.
So we won't do it at your house.
Why don't we just do it at your house then?
Noble Hall is for pre-gaming and after parties, Arthur, not actual parties.
I think it would be a nice way to welcome Elliot.
Hey, village idiots!
Hey, Anthony. Hi, Sawyer.
Can you guys pretend I'm lecturing you about moving the tables into a circle? Winnie's mad again.
Sorry. Old habits.
So you're not gonna lecture us?
Will that stop you?
No.
See?
Hey, so, your family owns this place, right?
Did my name on the sign outside give it away?
Can we have a party here at the start of next semester?
A party? Absolutely not.
It would just be a small get-together, us and Elliot.
Oh, of course, Aunt. That sounds nice. I'll let Winnie know.
What the fuck?
I brought you a banana muffin. I know they're your favorite.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too. So I'll see you tonight?
Of course he will. He hasn't been home in a week.
Fuck off, Jerry. You love having Jerry time. I'll be there.
Cool. Hey, Jerry, pick up those textbooks. You're making this place look bad.
Those are Anthony's.
But you're closer to them. Bye!
Unbelievable. Wait, he doesn't have to pay for his muffin?
He doesn't have to pay for anything anymore.
I had to pay for my drink.
I know, I rang you up. See you later.
That's so unfair. How come I don't get free drinks here?
Because you're not dating a barista.
I'm jealous. Maybe I should date Winnie. For the free coffee, I mean.
What?
You're cutting the pie with Excalibur. It's unsanitary.
How is it unsanitary?
That sword has been inside a dragon.
It's been inside a lot of other things besides a dragon, Elliot. Like mud.
Exactly. Did you at least wash it?
I'm not dumb. Of course I did.
With soap? This is why you have a weak immune system.
can you guys stop flirting?
How was that flirting?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
So do you want some pie then?
You don't want pie.
Poppy, how about you?
Can you leave me out of this, please? I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I'm helping Lynn illegally track people online.
Sounds boring.
It is.
How's the pie, Arthur?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking. You sure you don't want any?
I am extremely sure.
Your loss. Hey, Lynn, how come you've never asked Elle and me to help you with your illegal online activities?
Because you would fall asleep after 5 minutes, and Elliot would feel guilty about invading privacy.
Oh, she's right.
There's only one person left on the list anyway. I don't need help.
Then what have I been doing?
You know how you can trick kids who want to play video games by giving them a controller that isn't connected and telling them they're playing?
I'm not doing anything!
You seemed like you wanted to do something useful. I wanted to give you purpose.
Ugh. Arthur, give me some pie.
You're so demanding of your king. We don't have any plates, so you have to eat directly off Excalibur.
Don't!
Oh my god, when are you guys leaving again?
Whenever we feel like it! Lynn, where's our next stop?
Texas.
Yeehaw! That's right next to Louisiana. Maybe we should take a detour and stop by Elliot's house. I'd love to meet. But
it's too far. Texas is big and we'd just be wasting our time.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. Some other time then.
Yeah, maybe.
Arthur, I'm surprised you knew Louisiana and Texas were next to each other.
I'm on Twitter. I know some things, Lynn.
But not a lot.
Traditional monarchies are horrible and unjust systems for governing, and Arthur Padron is proof. We are subject to his idiocy.
I honestly can't believe this. The disrespect you all have shown me is absolutely disgusting. I'm starting to think Elliot is the only one here who actually remembers me as King Arthur of Camelot. She's loyal.
You think so?
Of course.
You know, Arthur is often referred to as the once and future king. He was king before, and he'll be king again. But I think we're in a weird in-between state where he has no actual power and is too self-obsessed for his own good.
Lynn, as soon as I find an executioner, your head is off!
Don't you have a sword in your hand right now? Why do you need an executioner?
This is bullying! I'm being bullied!
Aww, you gonna cry? Baby gonna cry?
This is treason!
I thought the round table was all about equality. We shouldn't give you any special treatment.
Yeah. The round table. What does this table look like to you? A square.
A rectangle.
Oh, what's the difference?
Length and width.
Gross. Ow.
I think sword pie tastes better than plate pie.
I wish the dragon would have killed me.
Friday Night Fights.
Are you gonna pack? We're leaving soon.
Right. Texas.
Yes, Texas. Warmth. Aren't you excited to be warm again? I've forgotten what it feels like.
I'm not going.
Haha, very funny.
I'm not joking.
What? Why?
I just don't want to go to Texas.
Are you leaving us?
Well, it's not like that.
It sounds like that.
You and Lynn can take care of this one on your own. You don't need me.
Yes, we do. We do. We need you.
Arthur, this one really got to me. I almost died.
And what have you been afraid of dying? You weren't in the last life.
Well, that was before I actually died and got close to dying this time.
You can't leave us. You're brave. You're the bravest knight I had, and the bravest knight I'll ever have. You're not afraid. It's something else. I know you.
I'll meet up with you guys after. Maybe we can meet in Portland and I can meet your mom.
But you won't let me meet yours? Is that what this is about? Texas is too close to home?
Family plays a significant role in things, yeah.
Then we won't see them. We'll avoid Louisiana completely. We'll stick to whatever town our knight is in, and then we'll never have to go back to that part of the country again. I promise, just please, don't leave me.
Come with me.
What?
Neither of us will go to Texas. We can go somewhere else, do whatever we want. We can continue this road trip forever, except we don't have to worry about knights or dragons or anything. We can just go.
You're serious.
Arthur, if we stay, you'll die.
You can't possibly know that.
Yes, I can. And I've grown quite attached to you, so I don't want to see that happen.
I can't leave anyone behind, Elliot. If the ship goes down, I go down with it. I won't leave.
But I have to.
No. No, you don't. You're Sir Lancelot du Lac. You're the kindest person I've met in 1,000 years. You are my best knight and my best friend. You're not going to leave because you know where you belong. You belong in a place where you can help people and fight for what's right. You belong with me. I can't do anything without you, and you can't do anything without me. And my God, can I just kiss you already?
I have been waiting 5 months for you to ask me that, and you choose to do it now?
It's better than doing it during the dragon fight.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Please kiss me before I die of anticipation.
Big word for a country girl.
Arthur!
You do know that this is what I wanted to tell you on the golf course, right?
Right. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Please don't leave. I need you.
No Louisiana?
No Louisiana.
Promise?
On my honor as your king.
Well, we can't stay for too long.
That's okay. And afterwards, we can go wherever you want.
New York. I want to go to New York.
That sounds perfect.
I knew it!
Friday Night Fights.
So this is where we're going to find the last knight?
Fitting, isn't it?
Fitting for Texas, yeah.
Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church. Seems a bit heavy-handed.
Sunday Mass begins at 9 a.m.? Is that why we're here at 8 in the morning?
Anyone know the etiquette for Catholic Mass?
I'm Southern.
I'm Mexican.
My middle name is literally Kristen, with a C-H.
We know Catholic churches.
After you two, then. We're looking for Delilah Valentine. She's a volunteer, so she should be here early. And look around for anything weird.
Weird?
Like any signs of another dragon?
Right. I'll let you know if I find the Holy Grail.
Ha ha. Very funny.
Is it?
Don't get your hopes up. We should split up. We can cover more ground that way.
I'm going with Arthur!
Wow, really? What a surprise. Try not to damage anything.
Why are you only looking at me?
You know why.
You're the one who breaks things!
Actually, I was the last person to break something.
Your arm doesn't count, Elle.
We haven't had a chance to talk.
Elle, I don't know if this is the right place to do it.
What's wrong with here?
I just really don't want to talk about our love and premarital sins in God's house.
He doesn't even get home until Mass starts. And besides, he won't care. Did you say love?
Relationship. Romance.
It's fine, Arthur. You can call it whatever you want.
I like you.
I like you too.
As soon as we find Delilah, we should go on a date. A real one. Like real people. No mud monsters. Or dragons.
No guitar case.
Maybe.
If you're here to play in the band, they're setting up in the front.
Oh, I don't...
Delilah will be there to run through the music with everyone in just a minute.
I am here to play in the church band. Yes, Elliot here is in the choir.
What? Yes, I love to sing about organized religion.
Only one, though.
Yeah, only one.
He is risen.
Yeehaw.
So you said the front?
Yes.
I really need to learn how to play guitar.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, Hannah Steele as Poppy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.